sex than we on the CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Tonight's episode, Ireland, Lenui, featuring Theo Katzman, live in Dublin.
You're listening to Sex, Lenui, and we're going back into Theo Katzman live in Dublin. So enjoy putting you into my back pocket for the bootleg. Songs I ever heard was Break Up Together, actually, but I listened to Wolf Peck before I found that song, so I always knew who Theo Katzman was, and I think he's one of the most amazing guitarist singers that exist today, to be completely honest. He has an amazing falsetto range, he's an amazing improvisational ability, and while he is not a saxophonist for you, thy fellow saxophone devotee listener, give a listen to Wolf Peck as well. Joey Dossick is a great saxophonist for that band. But in terms of soloing and improvisation, this is probably one of my favorite licks here. Over it, but you can go search up Theo Solo on Wolf on YouTube and find this little video. And yeah, I think Theo's kind of like a silly guy, but also very serious at the same time. This is another one of my favorite Wolf Peck tunes featuring Theo Katzman that I love, Lonely Town. And of course, I love oldies, I love country. And I love silly things, and I love a good solo. So, all of those things Theo Katzman can offer to the highest degree. But, yeah, this is my bootleg of a Theo Katzman concert live in Dublin, also featuring an unheard Joe Dart solo live in Dublin. So, stay tuned on Sax Lenui for the the content. And this is Hard Work Live in Dublin.
Thank you. had a lot of time to think. And it was time alone. It was time during the pandemic. We weren't seeing each other. We weren't getting together. We couldn't see the looks on each other's faces when we said something. So we said something on the phone. Maybe we posted something on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, X, whatever. And you know, we didn't actually get to see how someone was reacting to it. So it was very easy. It's very easy time to get angry and more angry, and everything gets retweeted, everything gets spiraling out of control because you don't get to see the reaction on somebody's face. It's kind of, yeah. It's crazy time. And we're living in a world of war. We're living in a world of anger. We're living in a world of pain. Another word for all those things is called hell. And I'm not necessarily a religious person, but I do believe we have a chance to create hell right here, or a chance to create heaven right here. And it occurred to me that when we can't see each other and we can't see the other person's face when we say the thing, we get to live in our anger exclusively. And when we live in our anger exclusively, we eventually end up in a place of violence. But I don't want to live in a world of violence. I don't think any of you do either. I think we all want to live in a world of peace. Hell yeah. Peace. Sweet. But peace is hard, I realized. The thing about peace that's hard is you can't get peace from anger. Anger only leads to violence. The hard thing about peace is the only way you get there is if you listen to what the other person has to say, which means you have to listen to someone who you disagree with. Maybe you even think that what they think is harming you or people you love. I cannot think of anything more difficult than listening to what someone you disagree with has to say. But I am 100% certain, as hard as it is, that that is the only way we have a chance at peace. This song is a prayer for that, and it's called The Only Chance We Have. Thank you for listening.
Leave the children behind to hate their neighbors, the ones that raise them, but
Thank you, Dublin. Thank everything that I want in my life, that I really want, I don't mean like a surface level, I mean like a deep, maybe wants the wrong word, like everything that I feel like is meant for me is on the other side of something that I am afraid to face. And I realized that I've been waiting a very long time to become brave enough to do the thing that I'm afraid to do. Right on. Wait a sec. Here's the realization though. You never get brave enough. If you do it, you just do it scared. You know what I'm saying? I always had a problem with the no fear thing. People be like, hey man, no fear. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about, man? It's not about whether you have fear. It's about whether you do it anyway. So I want to dedicate this song to anybody who's scared. It's all good. If you ain't scared, bless you too. But if you are scared, I just want to ask you, please, just gonna say this one thing and then we'll get back to it. Please do not wait until you're brave enough. Please do it scared. Thank you.
Alright, you're listening to Sports La Nuit on the CITR 101.9 FM. Saxophone La Nuit. We're at the Theo Katzman concert and they've got the rugby Ireland versus New Zealand All Blacks rugby match on right now, World Cup. Unfortunately, All Blacks are winning, but I see Ireland picking it up. They're picking it up. They're going to hopefully get a couple tries and a kick. Okay, yellow card. What was the yellow card?
Come on, Ireland!
What was the yellow card?
Deliberate knockoff.
By the New Zealand guy. Ireland is about to get a try. Let's go. Pass it down to the wing. Okay. Come on. Oh, shit. Okay, that was scary. Anyways, right now we've got the Rugby World Cup, and on the same night, Dylan Dennis versus Logan Paul. Alexis, what are your thoughts on the Dennis versus Paul fight? Who do you think is going to win?
I'm excited to see who wins. I think that whoever wins, or like if Logan Paul wins, he'll probably, like, his ego will go through the roof more than it already is.
I know.
And he'll be like, I'm a fighter, like, I'm a legitimate fighter. So I think
there's no way.
I'm really interested.
If Logan Paul wins, I will reassess everything I think I know about sports.
And I think that's like the start of a whole new generation of just like influencers that like go into sports.
Alright! Ireland just gotta try. You know what it is. First, folks, Sax La Nuit, Theo Katzman concert, stopping the gig for the game. Rugby World Cup doesn't play around. Let's go! And we've got the other man himself.
Come on, Ireland. I like this.
All right, so unfortunately, Ireland ended up losing to the All Blacks, but it didn't stop the good energy at the concert. As you can hear, I'm about to drop my phone. But I'm going to play the Joe Dart solo now, moment we've all been waiting for. Joe Dart live in Dublin for Theo Katzman.
Thank you.
right, so Theo is a bit of a cheeky guy. He is making a statement about the TikTok trend, asking your boyfriend about his thoughts on the Roman Empire. And yeah, I guess he has two songs about Rome, so Theo is literally that guy. I thought he was gonna play Heartbreak Hits, but he didn't. So, can't lie, I was a little sad. Thought he was gonna play as the Romans do, but we all heard it on the Live in Berlin record. If you haven't listened to that, Theo Katzmann, Four Fine Gentlemen, Live in Berlin. You can listen on Apple Music, which is where I listen, or on YouTube. Such a good show. But this is 100 Years From Now, live in Dublin, Theo Katzmann on Sax La Nuit. Now, unfortunately, I missed one of the best freestyle monologues, raps, extemporizations that I've ever heard. It was hilarious that he did leading up to Corn Does Grow. But this is all I got. I started recording after he did the whole thing, but I thought it was hilarious. But that's it for the bootleg, and now we shall... We shall enter into the realm of Ireland à l'après-midi here on the CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver.
We are in the Cushingdon Caves.
I visited the Cushingdon Caves.
Cushingdon. Too bad we don't have
Northern Ireland.
Just kidding. Anyways.
We're walking in. First impressions. There's a gate. What looks like there might be a prison or... the gates to another realm, perhaps. Unfortunately, it's locked, but we're in the Cushingdon Caves of Northern Ireland, alternatively known as the Game of Thrones set.
And as we know, saxophone à la primitive, saxophone la nuit, is quite the spiritual hour here. In the afternoon at 1 p.m. and at night at 11 p.m. So I thought I would record Evensong Mass at Christ Church. I actually used to go to Evensong when I was a student in Victoria studying music. And yeah, Christ Church has great acoustics. Go to your local Christ Church. But this is Christ Church Mass. Live in Dublin, and I guess we should go into some sort of philosophical discourse here, as I usually do on the show. First I'll just give my review of the Theo Katzmann Live in Dublin concert. Unfortunately, I didn't record any of May Irwine's performance, but she also came out and played in Vancouver, and such a beautiful voice with Theo as well. They make a really good duo, so I was really happy to see her again. And of course, Joe Dart turned up on the bass, and the rest of the band was really talented. There was a different keyboardist and guitarist with him on this show, but they were so talented. I give the guitarist a thumbs up while we were getting beers at one point. You know, just to let him know. Comrade. And the concert, like, it was good. Like, there's, you know, like, You will never be disappointed by a member of Velvpec. And I don't know how Theo feels about being connected to Velvpec in such a way where you can't not refer to Velvpec, I feel like. In my listening experience, I was very much a fan of Velvpec. And I guess that's what put me onto Theo. I mean, it's not what initially put me onto Theo, but of course I knew who he was from that band. But anyways, I was saying, anyone in that band is honestly one of the most talented musicians to exist today. And so if you haven't listened to any of the artists, musicians, improvisationalists in Velvpec, you need to go search them all up right now. Joe Dart, notably. But also, I would say my favorite in Velvpec has always been Theo. Hence, the traveling to Dublin to see his show for the second time. It was also my birthday on October 13th. And I am a Libra sun, Libra rising. So the astrology was quite something for me this year. October 14th, the day after my birthday, we have a new moon in Libra and annual solar eclipse. So one could say that I have entered into my Libra era. I mean, I've always been in my Libra era because my sign is a Libra, but my most profound Libra era, perhaps. I guess I should Google what Theo's astrological sign is. I guess we'll just do the astrology of Velvpec right now for astrology La Nuit. But let's see, Theo Katzman star sign. I just searched up the star sign because, okay, he's an Aries. April 19th, interesting. Aries is great. He definitely gives Aries energy in his performance. Let me think here. Ooh, Capricorn moon. Interesting. Pisces Mercury. I can see the Capricorn moon too. Like, I feel like, obviously, Aries has really good energy. Arguably be one of the best signs for energy in the zodiac. But as an Aries, I can definitely see that in his vocal prowess. Well, he does have a really good falsetto range. He still has this kind of, like, edge. Like, I love when a singer has this, like, soft edge to their voice. You can kind of still growl in your falsetto, but then you also have like a really strong kind of like nasally growl in your like tenor range. I feel like one of my favorite things about Theo when I was like in my Velvpec era watching all their like YouTube uploads, when I think they're in their prime of YouTube, which maybe was around like 2014 to like 2016. Maybe, but I'm bad with years, so. But, I mean, they've always been in their era, but I feel like they're really popping off when Jack Stratton was posting, like, those funny, I can't remember what it was called. It's like, these, like, little funny comedy skits. I put a clip in the beginning of the radio show from one of them. I think they're playing It Gets Funkier, and Theo did, like, a funny monologue thing before. But anyways, I digress. Let's see what, Jack Stratton. Y'all, I've never seen Velvpec. I would do anything to see Velvpec live. I mean, I watched their Madison Square Garden when it came out on YouTube. That was so dope. That was so dope. Me and every other music student. That's kind of like, I always like to say to people when they're like, oh, I've never listened to Wolfpack, I'm always like, ah, you must not be a music student, because every music student I know is obsessed with Wolfpack. Whether you're a classical or jazz musician, I just feel like university music students have like a thing for Wolfpack. Maybe it's the counterpoint, to be honest. But I would give anything to see them live. They're so good. Joey Dosek actually kind of does that thing. The growly, airy falsetto tenor sound on saxophone. So hard to do. I don't know how he has that tone, but it's amazing. Also, fellow silver saxophonist, Joey Dosek. But here we go. Okay, Jack Stratton's star sign is a Leo, obviously. That makes sense. Let's see. Joey Dosek, Wolfpack resident saxophonist. It doesn't initially come up here. Oh, I guess maybe his birthday isn't out here online. But I guess I should play. You are listening to Sax La Nuit, so of course we can't not have saxophone. Let me just play my favorite, one of my favorite ever saxophone solos, actually, is done by Joey Dosek, and it's in Wolfpack's YouTube video. I think it's A Walk to Remember. Let's see if I can pull it up here. This church mass is like... Let me turn that down. There we go. Nice, relaxing spiritual background. Oh, Maya just messaged me. Big scholar. Okay, here we go. A Walk to Remember. This could be the wrong. I mean, there's so many Joey Dosek solos that I love, but okay, here we go. Oh no, this is it. This is my favorite. You gotta go back, listen to Wolfpack in their YouTube era. 10 years ago this was posted. So what would that be? What is 2023? So 2011 or something. Anyways, thank you, Christchurch Dublin, for blessing this broadcast this fine night. And this has been Sax La Nuit on CITR 101.9 FM, otherwise known as Ireland La Nuit, featuring Theo Katzman live in Dublin, last show of his European tour. You could be president. Not my favorite. I mean, my favorite. All of his songs are my favorite, but it's not my, like, my number one song, but it is one of my favorite songs on that album. But thanks for listening. I really need to go. I need to go do so many things. Going to Seattle to cover the garden and show me the body. So you can stay tuned for that coming up in the coming weeks. If you're a fan of the garden, puzzle, or enjoy, probably won't be interviewing them. But, you know, if I can't get an interview, you can bet your ass I'm going to get a bootleg. So one way or another, y'all, you will be recorded into the saxophone a la Primitive universe. But thanks for listening. Last sports La Nui updates. New Zealand All Blacks move forward in the World Cup. And Dylan Danis did not live up to all of our expectations, I don't think. I think we were all quite excited to see Logan Paul get punched, and unfortunately, we didn't get to see a lot of that. But you know, it is what it is. Whatever the conspiracy is, I'll be one to ruminate on that, so if anyone wants to talk about UFC/boxing/YouTuber era of sports, I have so many conspiracies about that, y'all. What else? Any other last philosophical thoughts from me? No. Come out to Music Waste, Autumn Waste Radio, October 21st, this Saturday. I'll be playing along with Doozy, Ghoul, Sunny, and others. But most importantly, you can catch my first album release coming out on Bandcamp before that, or after that, or at some point. Narihela, the long-awaited release. Of course, it's coming out as soon as I'm yeeting out of Vancouver. But, yeah, listen to that. I think it's called Rain City because, of course, I recorded it in Vancouver, but the real title for the album is called Elven Forest. So, you know what? I might as well play a little sneak peek here on the show because why not, you know? You heard it here first. Let's see. This is, okay, so I wrote this, and I, like, came up with this, like, keyboard line, and then I called it Elephant Forest, and then just one day I just added some stuff, added some lyrics. Baby, 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 is this the way that it works, and I don't know what to say to you when you call. It's kind of satisfying, baby, baby, to be honest. Anyways, I feel like I'm just, like, dead inside and kind of sassy when I write music, so if you're looking for that kind of vibe, tune in. I'll probably be doing a cover of Salvia Plath for the Music Waste show, so if you're a Tumblr, if you had a depression Tumblr blog, then you'll know what I'm talking about. But let's see, yeah, I think, I called this song To You. I wrote this to the people who didn't respect me. Just kidding. I struggled in my towards the end of my music degree, so I just started writing whatever, my own music. Yeah, I would say
besides the like depressive sassy stuff, I'd say my music is also kind of like a cynical dystopian technology dystopia. It's like technology dystopia cynicism. So again, if you like that kind of thing, you can listen to my album release. But I should really just go now and let the Evensong choir sing us out here. Blessings be to all of you, to all of ye, my listeners, my fellow saxophone devotees. Thanks for tuning in to Sax La Nuit. Hope you enjoyed the Theo Katzman stuff. Stay tuned on my YouTube for clips I'm going to get posting on that. But I've got a busy couple of hours ahead of me here, so it'll come out when it comes out. And yeah, Am I Blue Burlesque also in the works. Peace out, y'all.
And again, one more time, fellow saxophone devotees, please await thy upcoming album, Marina City, otherwise known as Elven Forest, with tracks Scroll Me to Sleep, Solar Compactor, Into You, not you, but to you. Songs on the album. Thank you.
Invented a technology and they stole it from me. The guys who shoot the gun had a guy there who was all with